I'm Rona Tarrant. A gunman has opened fire at a local newspaper office in Maryland, killing five people and injuring others in what police said was a targeted attack. Staff at the Capital Gazette in Annapolis said the attacker was armed with a shotgun and smoke grenades and shot through a glass door into the newsroom. Local media reported that the suspect held by police is 38-year-old Jared Ramos, who was reported to have unsuccessfully sued the newspaper group in 2012 for defamation. Police have not confirmed a motive. France and Italy have reached a preliminary agreement on a proposal on migration that would lead to processing centres in European Union states. French officials announced the initial deal after heated talks on migration at an EU summit in Brussels, although the deal lacked support from other EU states. Under the preliminary deal, controlled centres would process asylum requests of migrants. Most migrants coming from Africa currently arrive in Italy. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has ordered the immediate execution of hundreds of convicted jihadists on death row in retaliation for the Islamic State's execution of eight captives. More than 300 people have been condemned to death in Iraq and hundreds of others to life imprisonment for membership of Islamic State. Abadi vowed to avenge the deaths of eight ISIS captives a day after their bodies were found along a highway north of Baghdad. No date was announced for the start of the executions. Bishops in Ivory Coast have blamed corruption and urban development for flash floods that destroyed shops and homes and left 20 people dead in the country's largest city. In a statement, the bishop said the rapid development of settlements that violate health and safety are to blame and called for action to ensure another tragedy doesn't occur. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.